Hello and welcome back to the Washing Word Ministry of Verse by Verse Bible Teaching. This is a radio program that comes on 1260 AM WMCH at 8:30 Monday through Friday. These verse by verse Bible teachings are brought to you in an effort to bring forth the whole counsel of God's Word and all of its fullness. We believe that this is a method of teaching that equips the body of Christ for all that devil would have to throw at them. We encourage you to come by the Wash and Word. It's our hand car washing business in Church Hill on Highway 11. And there you can support this ministry by allowing us to wash your car and clean it out. And there you can also listen to these messages by tuning to 107.1 FM. We broadcast this and all of the messages of the week on a loop during open business hours by tuning to 107.1. You can listen to these messages while you're getting your car washed or while you're waiting in the waiting room, or simply by just pulling into the parking lot and tuning your radio to 107.1 FM. And finally, we invite you to come to the washandword.com website for all the information about this ministry and this business. So we're picking it up as a verse-by-verse ministry in the last verse we left off, and that was John chapter 10, verse 10, where Jesus quoted that the thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And we're talking about this abundant life. We left off talking about how Jesus, if we are truly his disciples and we're truly following the right shepherd, we have this freedom in him to come and go as we please and to have the protection of Christ as we go down through our lives. And there are many times where, even as devout Christians, we let the world take over and we let our flesh overcome us at times, and we find ourselves outside of the will of God, or in the analogy Jesus is using, we find ourselves outside of the pen of protection. And we're only able to be protected as long as we are in the Savior's hands, or we are in his protection, his pen of protection, as it were. Jesus is explaining that he has come to bring freedom, and freedom only exists in grace. It doesn't exist in religion or rules or laws, which is why he is so adamant against these false teachers of the day. These aren't teachers who are distorting what Christ is saying, because he's new on the scene. He's coming against the distortion of the Mosaic law and the Levitical ceremonies that have been basically prostituted by the Pharisees over centuries. And you see, these teachers, it's such a contrast to what the true shepherd brings. I heard a story one time. It says, it goes like this. A large sum of money was given to Roland Hill to dispense to a poor pastor. Thinking that the amount was too much to send all at once, Hill forwarded just a portion along with a note that simply said, "More to follow." In a few days, the man received another envelope containing the same amount with the same message, "More to follow." And at regular intervals, there came a third and a fourth. In fact, they continued along with those cheering words, "More to follow," until the entire sum had been received. And the good things that we receive from God always come with the same prospect of more to follow. You see, Jesus is trying to get us into his pen because he wants to let us know that when God forgives our sins, there's more forgiveness to follow. You see, in Christ, we stumble, but there's more forgiveness to follow. In Christ, we fall prone and victim to the world, but just as he has justified us to the righteousness of Christ, there's more justification to follow. We are adopted into his family, but there's more to follow. He prepares us for heaven, but there's more to follow. He gives us grace, but there's more to follow. And as we get older, he helps us. There's always more to follow when we follow Christ. And even as we come and we experience what this full life really means, Jesus says, all of this God has for you, but there's more to follow. But those who came before me, they stole this from you. And they took the grace that the law was intended. They took it from you by altering these laws and these rules and putting you under more condemnation and putting you under more bondage. And this is why the Pharisees, this is why they didn't understand what Jesus was saying. But remember, Jesus said in Luke 24:45, I can give understanding back to you. Because Jesus said, then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. And Jesus wants these Pharisees to turn, but he also knows how hard-hearted they were. And full life, the John 10:10 life that he is speaking of, isn't necessarily an abundance of life materially, but of course that can be the case. But full life is the ability to live in the grace extended to you from the cross. You know, there's a thing that says about wild animals that are born in captivity. They don't want to leave their cages because they were born in the safety of their cages, and they get food brought to them. And when it comes time for them to be released in the wild, they don't want to go because they were born into this and they don't know what else is out there, that there's such a great big world for them to explore. And for many of us, it's the same thing. There's so much in Christ that we have yet to even tap into. And Jesus is saying, come and experience the fullness of all that I have. There is a great big world out there of blessings, of grace that I have extended to you from the cross. There is more to come, as it were. There is more to follow. And Jesus says, I will open your minds to this understanding, to this freedom, and to this full, abundant life, but you must come to me. The blind man, which really all of this teaching we're looking at here in chapters 9 and 10, it stems from that whole blind man being able to see teaching and miracle. The blind man was amazed at them in verse 30. If you remember in chapter 9, I love this scripture. He says, The blind man answered the Pharisees when they were questioning him. And he says in verse 30 of chapter 9, now that is remarkable, the blind man said. You don't even know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. And they tried to steal this man's new freedom. They were trying to take away his full life. And the guy says, I'm living the dream, man. You can't take this away from me. And Jesus had given him simple faith and simple understanding. He opened his eyes literally, but he also opened his eyes spiritually. And the man was living the full life because his faith was simple. He wasn't trying to reconcile his life with doing good deeds versus the faith and the grace that he has been given. And, you know, we complicate it so much. Jesus says it's simple faith, simple understanding. This man was blind, and now he sees. So friends, ask Jesus for spiritual eyesight today. Ask him and confess that you've been bogging your own life down too much with bills and worries and cares of the world. Jesus says, don't care about tomorrow. It has enough worries of its own. Just focus on today. And as they did with Israel before them, the Pharisees were trying to steal that from the blind man. There are three beautiful things that Jesus promises you if you will enter through his gate. And that first beautiful thing is salvation. Sanctuary from the curse of sin. The second thing you receive is not only salvation, but you can go in and out. Sanctuary from the world. And this is a beautiful picture of having a sanctuary to flee to in times of trouble. It is the corner to the boxer. You know, when a boxer is in there and he's beat up and the bell finally rings, and man, that corner for that 60 seconds that he gets to sit, that's his sanctuary for just a few minutes. Or it's the bathtub to the mom who's been dealing with small children all day. It's the garage for the husband of the nagging wife. And we go in to these places and then we can go back out. And we can go back out, and we are told by Jesus to go back out. And we are commanded to even come to me, find rest, find refreshment, find fulfilling. Let me open your eyes. Let me fill you. Let me give you wisdom that only I can give and man cannot teach. And then I want you to leave the pen. I need you to go back out and spread the gospel through your lives, through your actions, and through your deeds. The world needs us out there. They don't need us in a monastery or in a bathtub or on the top of a mountain somewhere. We go there for sanctuary. So not only does coming through the gate give us salvation, we are also able to go in and out and get sanctuary from the trials of the world. And thirdly, we find pasture. And that to me is sanctuary from self. What do you think of when you hear the words peace or tranquility? Whatever comes to your mind when you hear that, the words tranquility, I bet it's not a normal day's description. You know, whatever it is you go through on a day-to-day basis, that doesn't define tranquility and peace, does it? No. We go to that place in Christ where we find true sanctuary, not just from the world, but sometimes from ourselves. Jesus continues in verse 11, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and he cares nothing for the sheep. Again, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. And just as the Father knows me, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. You know, there are some things I love. I love chewy banana runts, the candy. I love king crab. In fact, I'm extremely possessive if I ever get king crab in front of me. I love Nathan's hot dogs over any other type of hot dog. And when I have these things, I want to hold them to myself because I love them so much. But I will share them with my loved ones. I will give up my king crab to my wife or to my children. And that is an expression of love. And I know that hugs and words of affirmation and affection, these are expressions of love too. But sometimes it's giving up that which you love. But the greatest expression of love is to give up one's life for another. John 15, 13 says, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. So I know that there's no points from God for giving up my hot dog or my king crab, but you have to remember it's in giving up that we express true love. And Jesus gives another I am statement here, and that is, I am the good shepherd. And the comparison to the hired hand that runs away, he's saying the Pharisees were the hired hands. They were only out for themselves. They didn't care about the interests of the flock of Israel. But the good shepherd would die for them. David was a type of Christ. And it was said that David had fought off lions and tigers and bears. Oh my! And Jesus is saying, listen, as the good shepherd, as the gatekeeper, I am not a hired hand. I am not out for myself. I am not seeking to just try to bring up the numbers in my church. I am not cherry picking God's word. Now I'm speaking to you guys, pastors. I am not just bringing forth pieces of God's word so that I don't offend anybody. I'm not bringing forth watered down messages so that the tithings won't go down. I'm not doing any of this stuff because I'm not a hired hand. I am the true shepherd, Jesus says. And the pastor or the teacher who is willing to chase people out the door by giving the whole truth of God's word, that is the true pastor. That is the one that truly loves their flock. And if you're out there and you are watering down the gospel, if you are afraid to touch on certain subjects in God's word because they're controversial, friends, you are not doing your congregation a justice. You're doing it an injustice. So do not let the cares of the world force you to be like the Pharisees. You do not want to be called a hired hand when you face judgment one day. Jesus is the good shepherd that cares for his sheep. And pastors, as a shepherd, care for your sheep by giving them the hard teachings. Don't stray away from this. I implore you. And with that, we'll look at the next verses tomorrow here on this radio station at 8:30 a.m. Come to the Washing Word or go to washingword.com. Have a blessed day.